the band on our very first gig. Going into that gig, we didn't really have a name. It was the infamous Polar Vortex winter, where there was like 50-some days of sub-freezing temperatures, you know, or something like that. It was at the end of this very daunting winter. It was a gig in April. And at the time, I was just sort of joking with the audience that I was really excited about the band that I had assembled and thought all the players were really great and unique, and that maybe I should name the band like the Unique Beautiful Snowflake Band or something to that effect. And then a member of the audience protested and they said, no more snow, no more snow, no more cold. They said, sunshine. So from that point on, the band was called the Beautiful Sunshine Band.
Kind of a funny title for a group that does dark as well as your group does.
Yeah, well, it's kind of tongue-in-cheek. We traverse a lot of dark territory. I have a wide range of influences. Even music outside of jazz, and I want to mix in all of that stuff as well. So, yeah, it's kind of a tongue-in-cheek reference.
Which dark one would you like to hear right now?
I would like to take a listen to Ralphie.
The tune choices in your band?
With this ensemble, even though the instrumentation is sort of a standard jazz ensemble instrumentation, I didn't want this to only be a jazz band. I really wanted it to be sort of a laboratory for me to throw whatever idea I was having at, you know, this group of musicians. So that's why it could be influenced by heavy metal or ambient music. It could be influenced by Charlie Parker or Ornette Coleman. Whatever makes sense to me, whatever sounds good, is what I'm going to bring into this group and have them attempt to play.
Where does the Charlie Parker influence come into your tune, Aragon?
Well, on that particular one, it was using a form that he famously sort of invented. It's called the bird blues. And so it's actually a blues where he augmented that with a number of different chord changes, two fives, to kind of make it sort of the Charlie Parker bebop style. So it's a really famous form that's associated with him. I've just been listening to his music for years and years at this point. I wanted to attempt to write my own Charlie Parker blues head. Your listeners can be the judge of whether I achieved that or not. But he's incredible. If you play jazz, you can't, deny his influence and what he did for the art form. So he was somebody that I wanted to explore.
When we were talking earlier, you mentioned that one of your favorite recordings by your band was With God on Our Side, which is a Bob Dylan composition. What made you choose that one to put into a jazz form?
I've got to say that I'm a huge Dylan fan. I've been listening to his music for a long time, and his lyrics especially hit very deep with me. And being here in Minnesota, being a Minnesota jazz group, it was fun to try to reference some of the material by one of Minnesota's own. I chose With God on Our Side. It's one of my favorite songs that he wrote. And specifically because if you check out the lyrics to that song, I think they're very poignant. I think that politically with what's happening in this country right now and all across the world, I think the message that he brings in that song is still worth pondering.
What to you is the message of With God on Our Side?
The message of the song, if you it really talks about how our history books are filled with many examples of absolutely horrible atrocities that were justified in the name of God. If you're familiar with the lyrics of this Dylan song, it really eloquently, I think, talks about a number of different atrocities that, frankly, fill our history books, that were committed in the name of God. And I think that it's something in our current political climate, in this country and all over the world, I think it's worth pondering. A verse that comes to mind is, "But now we got weapons of chemical dust. If fire them we're forced to, then fire them we must. One push of the button and a shot the world wide. You never ask questions when God's on your side."
The Beautiful Sunshine Band, led by Corey Healy, blends a wide variety of sonic elements into its modern jazz style. The group performs in St. Paul at Vu Carré, Tuesday night, August 21st, from 8 till 11 p.m. For information, the web address is coreyhealymusic.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.